When Jennifer Andrushko began filling out government forms 2 years ago, she got a lot more than she bargained for.
I went into Workforce Services to apply for some government aid, and during the interview over the phone, the eligibility specialist told us that his number had been compromised.
Andrushko is talking about her then 3-year-old son Connor's Social Security number, which she later found out had been in use 5 years before he was born to collect wages.
I just felt very helpless. What do I do? Who do I talk to? How do I fix this? What else has been happening on his number that I don't know about?
With the help of Senator Scott Jenkins, Andrushko was put in touch with the Utah Attorney General's office. Chief Deputy Attorney Kirk Torgensen says the Andrushkos weren't the only ones asking for help. Thousands of Utah kids were having their identity stolen each year, which is why the state got busy in figuring out how to make it stop.
This is going to help parents protect their kid.
Here's how it works. All parents with children under the age of 17 are eligible to log onto a state website and register their child's Social Security number for free. That number is then enrolled into the database of TransUnion, one of the country's 3 national reporting companies, which notify creditors about potential fraud.
Now, TransUnion's going to immediately send something back saying, hold on, alert, this Social Security number most likely has been compromised because this is a child. And obviously there is not a child at RC Willie trying to get an RC Willie card.
Once registered, the credit protection will stay in place until the minor is 17 years old, at which point TransUnion will pull the number out of the system. State officials say no other state has yet implemented a program like this, but they've already been talking to other states who hope to begin similar programs. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale.